Nightmare of the Elf with a remix of Circus that was released as a single, right? Correct?
Sort of.
Oh, okay, not yet.
World premiere.
There you go. There is something that you guys, that was a special treat, courtesy of Peeling Gray, who are here in the studio today at KUCI. You are listening to 88.9 FM in Irvine. This is Cafe Decay. I have three members of the Peeling Gray here with me today. If you guys wouldn't mind introducing yourselves again quickly, just for our listeners who are just tuning in.
Andy Smith.
Naren Renz. And James Hazley.
James Hazley got two introductions.
Nice.
And just real quick, and Christian Mendez, who couldn't make it tonight, selected the Pins and Needles song that was played about a few minutes ago.
Which was called Isabella.
If in case the mics didn't pick that up. But Peeling Gray are here today for a bit of an interview and to share with us some of their music. So what you just heard were all of their picks in reverse order that they were played. You heard from Nightmare of the Elf. We'll get to the stories in just a bit. And before that, Pins and Needles with Isabella. Before that, The Prids with Contact. And starting it off, The Secret History with Our Lady of Stalingrad. And so it seems there's a little bit of a history with Nightmare of the Elf. You guys want to talk about that? Or?
Well, basically, Nightmare of the Elf is sort of what cemented James, Naren, and I playing together musically.
7 years ago now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We know John, who was the singer of Nightmare of the Elf, and so it was an old project he had in the 90s. I left his house one night listening to a tape of Nightmare of the Elf and actually really digging it, not knowing what it was, when he said it was his band. I approached John about actually getting something going again, volunteering to play bass for it. I told Naren about it. So
Andy and I had been in a band together, and I was not doing anything at that point, and I heard it, and I said, wow, I really like this too. I want to be a part of it. And then a year or so goes by, and James enters the scene, and we play together for a little while, and
the rest is...
Actually, that's another part of the story, though. Now the action moves to Florida, because that's where I was living, and I'd gone there for a few years, where I'm originally from, and John called me, and he says, hey, man, I'm getting Nightmare of the Elf going again. And, you know, it was a band that we had played in the 90s, one of my favorite bands I'd ever been in. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, but you don't understand. We got two new guys that are awesome, man. And he starts describing Andy. And he was actually right. He's like, man, you got to check this guy out, man. He knows everybody, man. And he kind of dresses like Sid Vicious. He knew that would probably get me to buy a plane ticket. He's like, you got to see this guy, man. His hair, man. And right. And so, and then he tells about Naren. And he says, Naren, he's like this classical genius on keyboards, man. He's like Mozart or something. And I was like, okay, man, I got to get back to L.A. And I get back to L.A. and I meet these guys. And, you know, if John had been a better guitarist, no offense, John, if you're listening, but if he had been a better guitarist, I don't think he would have called me. But I think he needed a guitar player. So, and so I come back to L.A. and I meet these guys, and we've been friends ever since and played in bands.
Now, we should also mention that for a time being, Rich Moreno,
better known as Frank Alpine,
was a drummer for Nightmare of the Elf for a while, so we share a bit of musical history with him as well, who's also a friend in our lovely little circle.
And he was also the guitar player in a band called Boy Scouts of Annihilation, which I played drums for, and I have a track from there, but we'll get to that later.
All right, and do you guys have another track in mind, or we can play something from the new album at this point?
Yeah, let's play... James Quarterly.
Okay.
Awesome. I love that one.
Cool.
So this is from Peeling Gray's debut album, The World's Not Sorry. This is track number 2, James Quarterly, from Peeling Gray here on Cafe DK, KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Hey, and we're open to questions, right, from callers. So if you have anything you guys want to ask Peeling Gray yourselves, the number to call in is 949-UCI-KUCI. Thanks for listening tonight.
Thank you.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Last track you heard was from American Death Star, See You in Disneyland. In the studio with me today, it's Peeling Gray. I have three of the members here, and they are sharing their music collection with us, and we are listening from time to time from their debut album, The World's Not Sorry. All right, and what else did we hear?
After James Quarterly was Sleep Mask with the song called Slave. And by the way, Sleep Mask is playing this Sunday at Part-Time Punks in Echo Park with David J, so that should be a very exciting show.
Yeah, please, go ahead. I didn't expect you guys to actually memorize all that. I was just going to go ahead and read it, but this is totally fine.
Oh, yeah. After that was Slow Dive and Shine off the Blue Day album.
Following that was Fangs on Fur with Fire Wishing Well. And, of course, last you heard from American Death Star with See You in Disneyland.
And as far as Fangs on Fur goes, that was there's a bit of a fight between James and I in terms of who's going to play that band. Personally, I would have preferred Worthless. No, actually, I think Fred Noel would be happy that you chose that song, because what I want to play from them, they always give me a hard time about.
Also, ADS is Christian, one of his old projects as well. We've been sort of mixing in some local band, friends of ours, bands that we like, as well as some of our old projects that we've done.
Yeah, definitely. That's really great, because it's harder sometimes to get records of older bands, local bands, that aren't really around anymore. They're definitely harder to find. So I'm really glad that you guys are here and sharing all this with us.
I think it's kind of self-indulgent on our part. But,
you know what, man? After being in Nightmare of the Elf and enduring shows where we play for the bartender, I'm going to go ahead and play it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And speaking of past projects, you guys were telling me a little bit about Christian's history and how he joined the band, correct?
Yeah, he was a member of Pins and Needles.
Right.
And we were going through a transition in the lineup with guitarists. It was a very difficult time for the band over a year ago. And to make a long story short, Christian saw us as what I thought was actually one of our worst shows.
Absolutely.
And who could be texting me right now? I should turn this off.
It was the show that when I played guitar for Peeling Gray, it was the show that made me decide to not play guitar for Peeling Gray for a little while. And he thought it was great, though. And thank God, because I would really, he would have been my first choice by far anyway. So.
Yeah, we were all fans of Pins and Needles, and I really liked his guitar work a lot. And when he emailed a couple months later, saying he was interested, we had already had a guitarist, and so we were kind of put against a wall, because I really wanted Christian on guitar, and then we just decided in the end that he was the right choice, and we brought him in, and it was a perfect match, and we've been grateful to have him on board ever since.
Absolutely.
Yeah, at the time, I was just thinking from a production standpoint, because I was the band's producer, and I was like, that would be perfect if he was in the band. I mean, it would just make things so much easier, as it has. So.
By the way, James Hendricks, that's your texting on the air right now. You're welcome, by the way. Should I turn this off?
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Fault.
It's totally
not his phone. That's your phone.
I know it's not his phone.
Yeah. There's an off button there.
It's spontaneity.
They make them with off buttons now.
Or vibrate.
Oh, yeah, you can turn it off. Sound is off or vibrate. Yeah, one of those.
Well, I just get such a bad rap for being, dated and not embracing new technology, so I'm just trying to show.
It's true, you've been walking around with that telegraph machine for years, man.
Well, this is a chance to redeem yourself on the air.
So, I'm contributing to the whole texting phenomenon right now.
Yeah, his phone is a bit of a dinosaur, so.
That's awesome.
And what's funny is that I got this a year ago. I thought it was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now it just looks like a pocket calculator.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you are listening to Cafe Decay on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. If you've just tuned in, you've missed out on a lot, because Peeling Gray has been here for the past hour playing from...
There we go. Sorry.
No, go. Playing from their collection of music. We're going to take
Steve Jobs and have him just disconnect the network.
All right, sorry, guys.
No. You don't have to apologize on the air. Okay, we're going to go to a quick legal ID, and then we'll be back with more music from Peeling Gray. Thanks for listening tonight to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
Yeah, we need some tunage for this.
Presets, use the presets.
Oh, come on, dude, your whole life is preset. Try something new.
Welcome to KUCI Irvine, your escape from the ordinary.
Hey, you're tuned in to Cafe Decay on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. You just heard from Detox. I think you could guess the name of that. I don't think we need to announce that one. But that was from In the Blood. Before that, you heard from... Do you guys want to announce this? I think you guys add more of a personal touch. Before that was... Okay, we'll start chronologically. There was Peeling Gray by Peeling Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Track one
from the new album, The World's Not Sorry. After that was a request for Jesus and Mary Chain with Just Like Honey. Requester has a shout-out for Sarah Z. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. And after that was Curve with Storm.
So. From a web-only release album, I can't remember the name of. But I think the album's called Open Day at the Hate Fest.
Okay, that works. You guys are listening now to Peeling Gray in the studio, sharing with us their music. they like to contact you while we're on the air.
I know.
They like that.
Mm-hmm. Because they can hear it. Let's see who it is.
And they know we'll comment.
Understand the concept of you, but
yeah.
Thanks, Ralphie. Oh, and thanks, Gabe, from Release the Bats for that shout-out.
Oh, yeah, for the call-in.
What's up, Gabe?
Yeah, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Real treat to have you guys here in the studio. Before we forget to announce, you guys are going to be playing again at the Bordello.
March 16th with the Pleasure Field.
And then again at Release the Bats.
Release the Bats, April.
4th April, or 4th Friday of April. I don't remember the day. Is it 25th?
Thanks, Rich.
And if you guys have...
It's interactive, isn't it?
It is. It's great. Yeah, I think it's...
It's the 22nd.
The 22nd.
22nd.
Yeah, at Release the Bats. It'll be our second show. At the world famous Release the Bats.
If you guys have any more questions, all info is posted on the Facebook page. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, without further delay, we're just going to go ahead and go to the next song. This is a pick from James, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it is a band called From the Highest Low. And the album name is Hunted by Ghosts, and the song name is Minotaur, Middle of Maze, and it's coming right up.
And if you have any questions for Peeling Gray, ask away. Number to call is 949-UCI-KUCI, and you're listening tonight to Cafe Decay on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Thanks for listening. Hey, you just heard from Pop Will Eat. Itself. Pop Will Eat Itself.
Yep.
With Can You Dig It? That was a pick from Naren of Peeling Gray, who are in the
really
studio.
Really good pick, actually, by the way. Good job on that. I like this.
We're going really eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is usually the theme of KUCI anyway. But speaking of eclectic, I have a request from Elliot and Irvine. For Crass, so that's going to be coming up next. So we're sort of jumping all over the board right now. Anyway, before that, you heard from...
The Jam.
Yeah.
Art School from their first album, In the City. Great album. Pick it up. Underrated.
Before that was Pins and Needles with Victims from the album of the same name. That was picked because Christian, who is not here.
Right, that was our guitarist pick. Mm-hmm.
And he played for that as well.
Pins and Needles.
Pins and Needles.
Mm-hmm.
And starting off was From the High is Low.
No, From the Highest Low.
From the Highest Low. With, you should probably announce this one. I don't want to mess it up.
That was Minotaur of Minotaur Middle of Maze is the name of the song, but it's a really good song. And the name of the band is From the Highest Low, and the name of the album is Hunted by Ghosts.
Perfect. All right. You know, before I forget again, since we've already talked about it for like half an hour, I wanted to know, what is the origin of the phrase Peeling Gray? I mean, you guys have a song called Peeling Gray, and I was trying to listen to the lyrics and understand it.
Well, basically, we were 6 months into the band's life, and we were about ready to go on the internet and set up our MySpace account, but we needed a band name. And I think it just got to a point where Mike, the original guitarist, Rich, our original drummer, and Naren had all suggested at different points, well, why don't we name the band Peeling Gray? And that was after a song that we already had. And after, I think, fussing and turning it down about two or three times, I finally caved in. And I figured, okay, it does have a very unique ring to it. So basically, the name of the song, or the name of the band, is after one of our first songs.
I'll chime in a little bit, because I actually remember a phone call from Andy around that time with a few other options of names that you had. And Peeling Gray was by far the best one.
What were the other options?
I can't remember. That's why I can't remember. But I remember you did call me because you were on the fence about Peeling Gray. And you wanted my opinion. And Peeling Gray was superior to the other three or whatever you had. On the list. I do remember that. So that must have been, like, what, January or February of 2009?
Yeah, it was January of 2009, I think we finally agreed on a name. Yeah.
Well, I think it definitely, yeah, it does have a ring to it. And, I mean, I remembered it distinctly from the lineup from which I heard about you guys, so.
The only thing I worry about, thank you, the only thing I worry about with the name is, you know, When we actually do start having gray hair, it'll be like, you know,
that's what hair dies for.
It'd be like Peeling Gray with a question mark in the headlines, you know.
Yeah, no way.
Showing their age. They're peeling gray.
Oh my God.
Of course, Andy would go there.
No.
Yes.
It's a legitimate concern. And before I forget again, I did promise you guys I was going to ask you guys an out there question. I don't know how out there this is. It's for all three of you guys.
Pink.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. That's actually... Okay, I was going to ask you guys, which bear is best?
Black bear. Yeah. Number one.
Which bear is best?
Is any...
Cubs.
Yeah.
Nice. Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Cuddly, and they probably won't attack you.
Because they don't know how yet. Exactly. As soon as they figure it out, you're done.
Exactly.
All right, and with that, I'm going to go ahead and go to Crass. This is your quest for Big A, Little A, here on Cafe DK, KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Still have 25 minutes left to the show, so number to call in is 949-UCI. KUCI, and playlists always posted on cafedk.kuci.org. That was The Strip from Peeling Gray with their new album, The World's Not Sorry. Any last comments, guys, before the show closes out?
Well, I believe that you had a question about the meaning of the
World's Not
the World's
Sorry.
Not Sorry, which is, you know, named after a song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll go ahead and answer it.
Sure.
In a general sense, basically, I've come across a lot of people in, like, the last few years that I've met personally or just people that I see, you know, on TV or people in passing at clubs that just really seem to have lost a lot of hope and for once coming from the scene that we do, the goth, death rock, post-punk scene, I really wanted to invoke just a bit of hope and not always preach despair. And what the world's not sorry actually means is that, you know, it's a tough world out there, so buck up and make something of yourself. And maybe that sounds kind of cheesy, but that's how I feel about it. So you do what you can. No one else is going to do it for you. And I guess that's also a very punk sort of attitude. But if there's anything from punk rock that I've taken, it's that no one's going to do it for you. The world's not sorry, so step up.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of truth to that. When I saw it, I thought it was so profound. But I just wanted to hear from you, you know, as a songwriter, like what your take on it was. Really quick, before that you heard from 586 with Borderline Blues. Before that, Japan with Quiet Life. Starting it off was a request for Crass with Big A, Little A. And so we are closing in on the last 10 minutes. So I just wanted to say it's been such a pleasure having you guys on my show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And, you know, good luck with the album. As I said before, there's just been nothing but good reviews on this. So, and then would you guys like to say again the next shows, the upcoming shows you guys have?
We got March 16th coming up at Bordello with a great band called Pleasure Field.
And also Release the Bats in April, April 22nd at Kesra in Long Beach. That is going to be another great show as well. If you're interested in acquiring a copy of the album, how should we go about that?
Well, really, the hub for all things Peeling Gray is our Facebook page.
For now, on
Facebook. And I don't know the URL, it's real complicated, but you can type it in on the search bar, Peeling Gray, and bam, you're right there.
And the official site, www.peelinggray.com, is currently still under construction.
All right, so definitely something to look out for everyone. And I think we have time for one more. This is Solace from The World's Not Sorry. Any other last comments or
no? I just wanted to, you know, basically say a word of appreciation to some of the bands that I picked tonight, because those were all bands that inspired me, and so I just wanted to say a word of appreciation to those bands.
I think I would have to pipe in and agree with James. A lot of my selections had I appreciated and really loved over the years, and they had some sort of, inspiration for me as well, and influence.
And if you've noticed, we've picked a lot of local bands.
I didn't.
Well, between James and I. Right. And
well, one was from London, but I lived there for a while, so it's still local.
And most of them, I think, well, at least half of the local bands, well, they're L.A.-based. I think L.A. is not to be underrated. We have a great scene here.
Awesome.
And that's something that we wanted to showcase as well.
Awesome. And thank you again for sharing this with us. Always a pleasure to be able to look at these bands who are a little harder to find, but you know, they're like diamonds in the rough. So thank you very much again. And this is Solace by Peeling Gray from their debut album, The World's Not Sorry, here on Cafe DK, KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Thanks for listening tonight.